Good morning. Clouds steadily advanced into interior New York and New England overnight. In some spots, we do have some breaks in the cloud cover, primarily from I-90 and points north toward the Canadian border, while thicker clouds and even some showers have broken out in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. It's all a part of a low pressure wave tracking up the mid-Atlantic coast and toward coastal New Jersey. This system will slowly move over the eastern tip of Long Island and into southern New England over the next 18 to 24 hours. On this track, moisture will be drawn in off the Atlantic Ocean, and showers will overspread the entire region by later this morning and into the afternoon. The best chance of steadier rain will be in the Hudson Valley south of Albany, east into the Taconics, the Berkshires, and central and southern New England. Closer to the low pressure wave, and primarily in southern New England, there's even the risk of a few bursts of rain and rumbles of thunder. Closer to the Canadian border and out towards central New York, while we'll still get some showers, it'll be later in the day and more of the off and on variety rather than a steady rain. In these locations, temperatures are most likely to reach the lower to mid-50s for afternoon highs, while locations south of I-90 and certainly east in New England will be stuck in the middle to upper 40s during the afternoon. So a raw and damp day today, giving way to mostly cloudy skies, still a few showers tonight, areas of fog and drizzle as we drop back into the upper 30s to around 40. A ridge of high pressure will try to build in during the day tomorrow, but still lots of leftover clouds and moisture with highs in the lower 50s. That ridge will dominate Thursday and Friday, bringing us back to full sunshine, and we'll have a nice warm-up, mid-50s on Thursday and even near 60 degrees on Friday afternoon. The nice weather will last into the beginning of the weekend with highs in the middle to upper 50s, though sunshine will give way to increasing clouds as the next storm system approaches from the south and west. It'll arrive on Sunday with a cold rain, perhaps changing over to some wet snow, especially across the mountains, as temperatures for the second half of the weekend remain in the 40s, and even colder air and snow showers with a gusty northwest breeze on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low-pressure system will move onshore in the Pacific Northwest, bringing another round of rain and high-elevation snow. This system is associated with a deepening upper-level trough, which will gradually lower snow levels across the West as it moves inland. Winter weather advisories are in effect for the Cascades of Washington as snow will develop around 5,000 feet and continue through the day, as snow levels fall to 3,000 feet late this afternoon. Accumulations of 10 to 15 inches are possible at these elevations. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is tracking cloudiness and thunderstorms over portions of the southwestern Caribbean Sea in association with a broad area of low pressure that's gradually forming across this region. Environmental conditions are conducive for slow development of this disturbance during the next several days, and a tropical depression is likely to form by later this week or over the weekend while the low drifts northward or northeastward. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 36 degrees with a southwest wind at 23 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear with ice crystals and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 38 degrees, the dew point 30, 73% relative humidity, calm winds, and the barometer at 29.99 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Lake Elsinore and Riverside, both in California, to a low of 12 at Alamosa and Waverly, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with rain near 50, Boston, rain and possibly a thunderstorm in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 58 degrees, the low 25. The average temperature, 42, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 34 hundredths of an inch for the month and 28.87 inches for the year, which is 5.79 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees, the average low, 32. The record high, 74, set in 1993, and the record low, 14, in 1939. Sunrise this morning was at 6:48 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:32 p.m., 9 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds with showers developing during the afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and raw with rain and possibly a thunderstorm today, especially in New England, with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Rain this evening, tapering off to showers overnight with areas of fog and drizzle, and lows around 40 degrees. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, thickening clouds with showers developing by the afternoon and highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy with showers tonight, areas of fog and drizzle in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and raw with rain, possibly a thunderstorm today, especially in New England, with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Rain this evening, tapering off to showers overnight with areas of fog and drizzle, lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Thickening clouds with showers developing later this morning and highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, lower 50s, mostly sunny mid-50s on Thursday, sunny near 60 on Friday, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Saturday, still in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy with rain likely Sunday, perhaps changing to some wet snow in the mountains by the end of the day. Temperatures starting in the mid 40s, then falling. And mostly cloudy, windy, and cold on Monday with scattered snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.